To We Used to Be Cool, a podcast for moms. We hope you'll join us each week as we pause the craziness to remember that we're not alone and that being a mom is actually really cool. Hey everybody, welcome back to the season two finale of We Used to Be Cool. We are wrapping it up tonight because we're only a couple weeks away really from Hannah's third baby being born. So we're going to take a few weeks off and let Hannah finished nesting and getting your house ready and all those things, and then we'll take a few weeks off when the baby's here because I refuse to do this on my own. And then we'll be back probably honestly not till September. We'll probably just
take the summer off
and we'll be recording, I think, but just like,
yeah, maybe
we'll see, because I feel like everyone's busy traveling.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see though. But yeah, so Hannah, 3 weeks, how many days away? Actually, 3 weeks from yesterday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 3 weeks from yesterday. So how are you feeling about having three kids? Getting ready
I'm
for
feeling,
that?
I'm feeling all of the emotions, I feel like. But at first I was just like super excited. But now that it's getting closer, I'm more like, oh no, I can't handle two. What am I going to do with three?
Yes, you can.
I feel like I'm always... Or I'm just getting nervous. I'm like, oh my word, do I even remember? And it's crazy because Hank's only 22 months old. But I'm like, I was even thinking tonight, wow, like in 2 weeks, I'm going to be like feeding the baby every 3 hours and like doing all that again. And it's almost like I'm really far away from that. So it makes me a little anxious to be taking care of a new baby again. And just like the C-section recovery and all that stuff is a lot too, without being able to hold Hank. I mean, my 29-pound baby just wants me to carry him around everywhere we go.
That's so funny, too, and it's true, but, like, he was so content at the pool, did not whine one time, yeah. And as soon as you got there, he was like, ah! You know what I mean? Like, he just...
whining, crying, sobbing.
Wants to... Or just, like, he's tough when you're around, but he's not a bad baby or anything. He mm-hmm. just wants to be with you, yeah. Like, your attention and your...
He's obsessed with me, and I'm obsessed with him, so...
So we're even.
Yeah, I know. I feel that's, like,
yeah.
Anytime I leave him with mom, I'm just like, how was he? I know he was so fuzzy this morning. She's like, he was great. And then I walk in, like, as soon as I get there, I'm like, are you sure? Or are you just trying to make me feel good? Because he was like, he always acts really, I don't know, fuzzy, I guess,
no, he did
me.
Try to push Sunny into the pool today, but yeah. I'll let that go. It was hilarious. Judd was on the phone and was like, Hank! And we looked, and he was just, like, gently nudging her towards the water.
Oh, my word, that's terrifying.
No, they all had floaties on. It was fine. It was just funny because he didn't think anyone was watching. Okay, so speaking of actually Hank's age and Sunny's age, I've been thinking about this lately, and I was talking to some girls about it today, like, discipline strategy. I don't even want to say discipline, but just, like,
yeah, it's discipline.
Discipline, but just, like, teaching them right from wrong, and like, what age do you feel like it's appropriate? Like, for example, Hank trying to push Sunny in the pool. He obviously knew he shouldn't push Sunny in the pool. Mm-hmm. So, like, at what age do you start enforcing consequences, or have you been enforcing consequences with Hank?
I've started with just making him sit out in the blue chair that Fletcher has to sit out in, and Hank wants to be just like Fletcher, and so he actually has been super stoked every time I've made him, like, he walks there by himself and is like, I'm like, the first time I'm like, do you want to go sit in the blue chair? And he was like, yes. And he picked up his bag and like walked to his chair, or picked up his little, yeah, it was a toy bag, but walked to the chair and climbed up. And Jeff Fletcher and I are both like quietly laughing in the other room, like, oh no, okay, that didn't work. Cause he just wants to be a big kid so bad. So we're still trying to figure it out a little bit with him, but he definitely knows when he's doing wrong things.
Right.
Sure.
I think that's like where we're at with Sunny. It's like, we know she's ready and she knows right from wrong, not with everything obviously, but in most situations she's intentionally, you know, throwing food on the floor or hitting Moses or, you know, pulling Murphy's hair. Like, she knows what she's doing is wrong, but we're trying to figure out what's the right consequence for her. And it's like you said, even about having a newborn, it's like you forget. Like, I just mm-hmm. did this with Moses mm-hmm. 18 months ago. But I'm like, what did we do? How did we start? Kind of. Because, I mean, we, like, you know, pop her little hand or,
like you said, make them sit in the chair, but it's just hard for them to, do they understand that they're getting a consequence?
Yeah, like Hank didn't. He was just like, yes. And that's like, it's like kind of, and you can't take something away. It's not like, okay, well, I'm taking away your favorite toy for the rest of the day, because they don't understand that. So that is hard.
That's true.
But, you know, they'll, I don't know.
Get there. I guess. Yeah, we were just all, I was at the beach with some girls today, and we were talking about that, just like what, and they were saying the same thing. They're all, their babies are about the same age, but just like, how do you, and also one thing that I said, my only input was like, the biggest thing is just to be on this, talk about what you're going to do and kind of stay consistent and also agree with your husband. Like, this is our plan. Like, we're going to make him sit in the blue chair every time. And which we're both going to do it. Right, because he's 18 months old or not. He's a year and a half. So, like, just being on the same page. And so it's not like I only get in trouble for this when mom's around, or I only get in trouble for this when dad's around, but that we're all kind of working together to enforce the consequences and enforce that, like, consistency, I guess. But I don't know the answer. I just didn't know if you had a good one.
It's a complicated sitch, for sure.
For sure. Okay. So, what else about your pregnancy? Anything else about your feelings?
Yeah, I would say I definitely feel like your third baby is, it's a hard, or a third pregnancy is really hard. Just having a toddler and a preschooler, and I'm just, like, very tired. And just from taking care of them. And then, the baby's just, like, I don't know, just, like, it feels, I'm just, like, super full. Like, she's big, I think. And so it's just taking up a lot of room.
I can't wait to see how big she is.
I feel like I can't breathe. I feel like I have indigestion all the time. And
it also makes me wonder, because both of ours were thirds, or both of our girls were our third. And it's like, would it be different if it was another boy? Would we feel like we're feeling? Is it because it's a girl, or is it because it's the third?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. We don't know. But it's just interesting to think about.
And I've, like, gained more weight this time, but I'm, like, I don't know if it's because it's a girl or if it's because I'm, like, well, I know I'm just going to gain weight, you know?
Right.
Like, the first time I'm, like, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to try to be so healthy.
Right. And the first one, too, you have more time. You're working out more. You're eating better. You're, like you said, really stressed about gaining weight. So then it's different.
Yeah. And then this time I'm, like, well, it is what it is, people. We'll get back on it sometime.
When they go to college.
Yeah. It's, like, what's that song? It's, like, her baby weight. That Kacey Musgrave song, like Blowing Smoke.
Babies, something she's about like her baby weight, and her, that baby's gone to college, baby's off to college, or it's something like that. Yeah, that is funny. it's a struggle,
but that's all right.
Yeah, it's a gift, and there's body shame here for anybody.
So, yeah, that's it really for my pregnancy. I would say it's just a little bit, I'm not complaining, but I am kind of like, whoa, I'm tired and
at the end,
really big. And I feel like I waddle through the house. I just look crazy. Like,
Judd was just saying today, don't you feel like Hannah's so much smaller than she was with the boys?
Well, he's mistaken. Justin's got rose colored glasses when it comes to looking at Hannah Brock, okay? Everything I do is, like, perfect in Judson's eyes.
Hannah says she's bigger. I was like, I don't think you look any different than any of your other pregnancies. I don't know. But he was like, I just think she looks so small. I don't think she looks ready to have a baby. I'm like, she's dying to have the baby. Do you live with the same person that I talk to every day?
So incredibly nice. Seriously.
That's funny. Okay.
That is funny. So tell it. Okay. So obviously now we can move on to your pregnancy.
I posted this on Instagram, so I feel like everyone knows kind of now, but we are expecting our fourth, and it's so funny because last week I was like, put Ethan and Hannah and Judd on the spot and just like started to announce it.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were all like, wait, are you doing this? Are you doing this? And so then when I got home, I was like, Ethan, cut all that out. I don't want to say it on the podcast. But yeah, so we're expecting our fourth, and
in September.
It was planned. Contrary to popular belief, we wanted a fourth, and we wanted a baby in September. And so we're really, really blessed. It worked out just how we wanted it to, which I know is not everybody's story, so we're really thankful.
For sure.
It's been a very different pregnancy than my other ones. My own emotions about it have been really strange. I guess I can talk about it. I didn't know if I could talk about it because it makes me emotional. But
everyone struggles with this in some way.
So my thing was this pregnancy, and I guess I can say this part too, that I, at my first appointment, they told me that it was a twin pregnancy and that one of the babies had stopped growing at 6 weeks. So that was hard and strange, but also, and I was very sad, obviously, but I was also very thankful that I still had another baby. Cause I know that's for some people, they leave that first appointment and that's not the case. And so I really tried to keep that in perspective. It was a weird appointment because Ethan was with me for the ultrasound, and the ultrasound tech was just very unique. She was just very quiet and like, I don't know, but she put the baby on the screen. After a few minutes, the baby looked fine. It was moving. We could see, you know, everything we're supposed to see in the star fourth. So we knew what it was supposed to look like, and it looked normal. Everything seemed fine. And we had just got back from Disney World. So I was like, you should go home. You need to get back to work. I'm fine. We had ridden separate. And then, so he was like, are you sure? Are you sure? And I like basically forced him out. And I was like, I'm fine. I promise. We saw the baby and the baby looked great. You should go. And then literally 10 or 15 minutes later, when the doctor walks in, the first thing she said was, wasn't your husband with you? And I was like, and then I knew something must be off. And I was like, well, he was, but I sent him back to work. So then she told me the news. And so I had to call Ethan and tell him because I was by myself. And so we spent a few days processing it. I think obviously at the mom always takes longer than the husband, but it was
a loss.
A loss. And it was also like losing something you didn't know you had, because I feel like we knew there was a baby and we left and there was still a baby. Mm-hmm. But it was just strange. And it's called vanishing twin, and apparently it's extremely common, is what they told me. Like 20-50% of people go through that or have that, and some don't even know that it's happened to them. And so it's just like a strange thing and a common thing, but also sad. Yeah. And anyways, so I think because of that loss, I have a better understanding of other moms who have gone through losses. I didn't have that before, and I do feel like I have a better grasp on that a little bit, even though mine still doesn't compare to so many other situations.
But it is still a loss, for sure.
I know. But so my anxiety has been through the roof since that happened, just because I guess now I'm worried that something's going to be wrong with this other baby. But the doctor said it's very, like I said, common. People go on to have completely normal pregnancies. There's no reason to think that anything's wrong. But I just feel very worried, to the point where I'm like upset. I ended up deleting my Instagram and Facebook yesterday because I felt very overwhelmed and like by bad news. I feel like you're constantly, especially like if you're like me and you follow a lot of different mom accounts, parenting accounts, stuff like that, it's a lot about loss. And it's just stressful to look at and to see and to just like constantly think that could be me, and that's probably going to be me, and that's probably going to happen to me. And so I don't know why I've just been living with a lot of fear and doubt and anxiety. And I feel like that's, and I was talking to some girls about it today, and who had experienced miscarriage, and that was such a big part of their pregnancy stories too, because they have felt that loss. And so then you're just constantly living in fear of another loss, I guess. So yeah, anyways, it's been tough, but also we're really excited. We want another baby. We're, you know, all those things. The kids are super excited. Yeah, it's exciting for sure. But I've just had to really like pray about it and really, it's funny because last night was like a breaking point for me. I was so upset. That's when I deleted all my social media. And then I looked at the Jesus Calling, which I hadn't read that day. Did you read it yesterday?
Yes.
And literally the first line was like, stop worrying. Not exactly.
Yeah, like about your circumstances.
Basically there. Like, yeah. So this is from April 15th. It said, trust me and don't be afraid was the first line from it. Mm-hmm. Many things feel out of control. Mm-hmm. And that's how it is. It's like there's nothing. I know that I can't control any part of this. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm going to my doctor's appointments. I'm, you know, all those things, taking my folic acid, and you know, all those pieces. So there's nothing else I can do, but it just, right. And I think that's why it's hard too, when you like to be in control, and this is something you cannot do anything about. So anyways, long story short, short story long.
That is just the enemy trying to steal any joy you have in pregnancy, and just taking your, making you doubt, making, you know, but at the end of the day, we trust the Lord.
Right.
And we know he's going to.
And at the beginning of this pregnancy, I told you this. I told Ethan this. I was like, I just want to enjoy this pregnancy so much. Right, it's my last one. I think keep thinking about that, too, because I'm not. I'm starting to start crying. But I'm not enjoying it because I'm so worried.
Yeah. And there is. Yeah. And that is a normal thing. And your hormones are going nuts, too. I mean.
And we were talking about that today at the beach, too, with some of my friends. It's like we talk about not even a lot of people, but postpartum anxiety, postpartum depression people talk about. But like,
yeah,
what about the during
pregnancy anxiety?
For sure.
And like depression that I thought I had halfway through. I'm like, I think I'm really, maybe I'm depressed. I've never been depressed before, but it felt that way for a little while.
So anyways, I keep reminding myself too. Oh no, I'm so emotional. What's the verse? Somebody taught me this recently. I was worried about something else, and it was like, the Lord doesn't give you a spirit of fear.
Yes.
Like, that's not from him.
Yeah, that's 2 Timothy.
So if you're feeling fear, it's not the Lord putting fear in you or saying, oh, you should be worried about this. Like, he would never do that.
Right. He gives us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so just trying to remind myself of that, too. Like, this is not from God.
Right. Fear is
this
never
is
from
him
the
warning
Lord.
Me of something.
Absolutely.
Making,
there's no signs or anything like that that people might, or that you could make yourself think.
Right. So,
it's so tough.
So we were just going to come here and have a light heart alley.
I know. I wasn't expecting this.
So, yeah, y'all can pray for me about that.
Right.
For sure. And I'm sure they're, like you said, there's other people feeling that too. And I know, especially those who have felt lost, then you're like more concerned. You have to be, especially those like.
Definitely.
Who've had multiple mm-hmm. situations. I can't imagine.
And I think it's so good of you to talk about it. Because I didn't know you were going to, but when we were talking about this earlier, I was like, it stinks because then people were relating to you and talking to you about it, but no one talks about it in the middle of it. You get through things and then you're like, okay, I can talk about this. Like, yeah. I'll tell, you know, now I can talk about it because I'm on the other side, but it's so good to share because other people, maybe there's other people who are listening to this who are feeling the same way during their pregnancy, you know?
For sure.
And so it's good to share and be, open about it, and then also ask for prayer mm-hmm. for peace.
The other thing I was going to say, and this is something that Megan said today, like her dad told her when she was worried and when she was pregnant, he was like, I hate to tell you, but I still worry about you and you're 30. Like, mm-hmm. so that's just unfortunately a part of parenting is just you do worry about your kids. That's just part of it, and it's never going to end, mm-hmm. most likely. It's just all you can do is pray about it and mm-hmm. trust that the Lord's in control and taking care of them.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, let's move on then to a lighter note, and maybe, I mean, obviously we're keeping this just kind of a short episode, but talking about what we're loving these days, maybe. That's what we discussed earlier. So do you have anything that you would like to share that you're loving?
Yes, the thing, okay, and this I learned this season from Alexis Greco. If you didn't listen to, I don't know what episode but it was called The Rhythmic Home. That's her business. But she shared all about how to keep yourself organized, but also just to kind of set up rhythms in your home life so that everything else kind of runs more smoothly. It was specifically about work, which obviously I don't work right now. But it was about just the thing she talked about that's really changed our house is putting your home to bed and waking your home up every day. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been perfect with it at all. But Ethan and I have been committed to putting our home to bed. And what I mean, like for us, it means something different for everyone. But for us, it's just been like making sure the kitchen's completely clean, counters wiped down, floors are swept, kids' lunches are packed, kids' clothes are laid out. And if there's any laundry in the dryer, I fold it while we're sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. But it has made our days the next day so much better. Even like less rushed. And that's what she talked about on the episode too, was like, how do you want to wake up? Because you need to put your home to bed so that you can wake up that way. Mm-hmm. Do you want to wake up rushed and stressed? Of course not. Mm-hmm. So what can you do tonight to make sure that tomorrow is calm and fun and peaceful for your kids too? And so it's made a huge difference for us, and we have literally loved it. And it's, like, now just a habit of mine. Like, the 30 minutes after the kids go to bed, I just work really hard for 30 more minutes. I've already been working hard all day, so it's, like, mm-hmm. a few more minutes isn't going to kill me, even though sometimes I feel like it might. I just put in my AirPods and No, Ethan kind of announces last week anyway. He usually goes to the bathroom for about 30 minutes, so it's perfect. I can put in my AirPods and just do my 30 minutes of chores, I'll call them, putting my home to bed. And what I found so many benefits, but one of them is how everything goes more smoothly in the morning. But the second thing is that I don't feel like sometimes I'm tempted because my only really time to get stuff done is the mornings, it used to feel like. And that's my only time alone with Sunny because the boys are at school. So I'd find myself turning on Miss Rachel. Sorry, Sunny, I've got to do chores. You got to watch Miss Rachel, which I'm not saying sorry to Sunny because she would sit there for the rest of the day if I let her. But I now I feel like, okay, what are we doing today, Sunny? Because I don't have to stay here because I already did my chores last night. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm going to do more stuff tonight. Like it's been very fun for us during the day. So that's really a stay-at-home mom thing. I mean, I know that every mom is probably heading to work, but it would make that feel better for you too. Heading to work wouldn't feel as... Because for me, when I was working, it was like all I was doing when I was at work was thinking about what I didn't do at home and what I should have gotten done at home. And then when I'm at home, I'm thinking about what I didn't get done at work. Mm-hmm. I used to be very, like, scattered. And so I think that would help. I know, and Alexa shared, that's why she shared it, that it was so beneficial for working moms too. Mm-hmm. But I think it's made Sunny's life more fun because, like, today we went to the beach. Yesterday we went over to our friend Megan's house and to the gym and ran some errands. Like, we didn't have to just stay home and do laundry or do the dishes or, you know, any of those things that I didn't do the night before. We felt like we had some freedom in our day. So that's mine. Shout out to Alexis Greco.
Yeah, that's so good. I loved her episode and I loved everything she shared. And then so far, I haven't been able to do much of it. I feel like I'm always like, this is a really good idea. And I tell all these people about it, like all my clients and stuff. I'm like, you should try this. I haven't yet, but and I don't know. I'm just so not a night person. I feel like when my kids go to bed, I can't do anything. It's so hard.
But you get up earlier than your family. I don't do that either.
Yeah. I mean, I'd much rather wake up at 5 a.m. than do anything at 8 p.m.
And I can't. And like, I've been so bad at like, Murphy is our alarm at our house.
Yeah,
like,
I can't imagine.
Which is not good either. You should be getting up for kids, but I can't help myself.
I definitely always get up before my kids because, yeah, the morning's just way easier for me. But anyways, that's so good. And I do love putting everything away. And I mean, I know when I do that at night, it feels so much better in the morning. Right. I totally agree. That's great.
So what's your thing that you're loving? Because it's not putting your home to bed. No, I'm just kidding.
Mine is hilarious.
Throwback.
So it hit me last week that, you know, I haven't had a crock pot in 5 years. And I'm a morning person. And if I guess our crock pot just died maybe towards the beginning of our marriage or something. And I never got one because I had an Instant Pot. Well, it hit me the other day. I'm like, you know what? I'm a morning person. If I had a crock pot and I could throw some stuff in it in the morning, then at 5 p.m. when I'm starting usually like, okay, what am I going to make for dinner tonight? It's already done.
I don't know. Our listeners might not know what a crock pot is.
Yeah, I know. They're pretty new. It's groundbreaking information here.
Your grandma probably has one you can have if you don't have one.
So anyway, it has, so I got it. Yes, like, I don't even know, 2 days ago. This morning, I put a bunch of stuff in there. And then when I got home from work, I didn't have to think about it. And
what's
we played outside.
What's a bunch of stuff? Like, what did you make?
Honey Dijon chicken thighs. Okay. And then.
We'll link the recipe.
Yeah. Wasn't that good. Probably won't make it again. But my family was fed, and I didn't have to do anything at night. I mean, I made some broccoli and potatoes, but that's so easy. You know, roasted potatoes, put some steamed broccoli in the microwave. And we all, it just ruled. I was like, okay, Judd, this is awesome. I hope you're ready for crock pot meals.
And also, most people, like, get them in the winter, too, like, because it's, like, start of summer, perfect time.
I know. Like, chili, anybody?
Okay, but I think this is important, too, for you, because that is such a stressor for you every day. What are we having for dinner? What are we having for dinner? And like you said, it's when you get off work or when Judd finally gets home. Okay, what are we going to make? And that's just like been a stressor for you. So I think that's great.
Totally. So I'm really thankful for my new crock pot. And not to mention it was Target Circle Week. I got that bad boy for $26.
Oh my gosh. Is it big?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They just happened. I don't know why, but they happened to put crock pots on sale one day. That was their special of the day. And so I was like, ding, ding, ding.
They had a lot of good deals that week.
Yeah. I really took advantage of that system. I crushed it. I got so much stuff. Anyways, that's what I'm loving for sure is a crock pot.
It's funny.
Okay. Throwback.
Good one. Good one. I use mine all the time. So
yeah.
No judgment here. Okay. So this is our last episode really before summer. And this week's 80 degrees every day. I went to the beach today. It's been amazing. But what, let's talk about that just for a few minutes before we wrap it up. Like, what are some hacks, tips, tricks that you think are would be beneficial to our listeners who have toddlers, preschoolers, babies? Because some people might be in their first summer with a baby. So
yeah, well, one, okay, this is a total tip of mine, but this is just for life in general, whether you're an adult or a mom, whatever. Put your sunscreen on at home, people.
Blake.
I was just in the comfort of your air condition. I always put my sunscreen on, I put the kids' sunscreen on at home.
Before they're sand.
Before we're sandy and sweaty and all that. And, of course, we reapply once we're there quickly.
Yeah.
But I know I've got everyone good and covered before I leave the house.
Before they even get dressed, because then
yes.
It's not getting all over their bathing suits or their rash guards or whatever they're wearing.
Yes, that is a major,
that's
major.
Really good.
I would never go to the beach without my kids already being sunscreened up and ready to play.
For some reason, I just forget. Like, I don't forget, but we're so busy getting everything else done to get out the door.
Yeah.
I'm like, shoot, I want to do sunscreen. Oh, we just don't want to get there.
Yeah, I do that at
they're already
the
buckled.
Pool, too.
Oh,
pool
well.
And beach, anything.
That is good. And speaking of sunscreen, I am obsessed with using the little makeup sponge.
So why are you obsessed with that?
It's hard to explain, but it's very hard to me to get like near their eye, under their eyes. You know, they're always, under their eyes always are a little extra red.
Okay.
Or just anywhere in their face. And you can use this makeup sponge and get really close all around their eyes. Just their whole face is covered without you having to use your hands.
Okay.
To me, it's just nice.
Okay.
And I used it all last summer and the kids, it's like fun. To Murphy, like he wants that makeup sponge, which is crazy. But you can get a 5-pack or maybe a 10-pack from Amazon for cheap,
mm-hmm.
and just stick them in your beach bag, and they love it. And it makes it way easier and not as nasty too. Because I hate because some of that baby sunscreen stuff is thick,
yeah,
and then
really
it's stuck
thick.
To your hands. So it's kind of nice to just be able to use something else to apply it with.
Good.
So that's my sunscreen add-on.
Okay, and then, well, you should talk about the baby, that, or have you talked about the baby den before?
Yeah.
Maybe on the registry thing.
I talked about the baby den on the registry, but even today at the beach, Molly had hers out there for her baby, and she was like, I love this thing. I was like, me too, and Morgan had one, and Megan had one. I was like, these things rule, so maybe everybody already knows about them.
They all took them out there?
No, because they don't need them for their big babies, but they had one at home from last summer.
I was wondering. I was like, they were using those
for... But the Fisher-Price baby dome, I've talked about it before, but it's basically like a portable pack-and-play, basically, portable playpen.
Mm-hmm.
It's very small. It's for, you know, 0 to 6 months, I would say. But it's just nice for the beach. But, yeah, I talked about it last week. But that's a necessity in my mind if you have a baby that's younger than 6 months. Once they can sit up, they don't want it.
Yeah.
They're not interested. But something else. Oh, what are other, like, things that you think you need for the beach or the pool?
I mean, we always do, like, I feel like you do this more than me. I feel like I always just steal your toys. But bring a 5-gallon bucket of toys, and you just carry that bad boy out there. I feel like that's
We bring
good.
So many toys, and it is, and not even so many toys, but the 5-gallon bucket is a game changer if you have a baby, because like last summer, Sunny basically treated it like a pool.
Yeah.
She,
they love playing in it. Or playing.
She would just like sit in it and she could feel the water and all that. But we also used to always take an inflatable pool to the beach, and it's really nice too. Yes. Like when Murphy was a baby.
An inflatable? You would blow it up?
Just a small one, not like the huge ones.
I remember that.
Oh my gosh. And it was so nice because then they're getting cooled off, mm-hmm. they get to play in the water, but they don't have to be in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend that too, because they're cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to deflate it all the way when they're that small.
Yeah.
Like when the pool's that small. I'm not talking about like, you know, anything crazy. Like a $9.99 one from Target.
What my kids love are nets. Like just little
nets. That's true too. That's
they
a good one.
They love that.
Little just sand filler catcher.
Yeah, and minnows and everything.
Yeah, even if they can't catch them, they like to try.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, good shovels.
Yeah, obviously.
Big shovels.
Yeah.
They love a big shovel. I can't think of anything else that's like that everybody would already know about.
Yeah.
Although there is a cool new toy. Did I tell you about it?
Yes, you did.
My friend Hannah Barkley. Shout out Hannah Barkley. I don't even know if you listen to this. But she posted last summer they got this like hose that is battery operated, but you can charge it. And somehow you put one end in the ocean and you pull the other end all the way up to where you're sitting. And it will fill up a hole and just keep the water constantly running into that hole. You know how your kids want to make a pool, quote unquote? Yeah. And it's like $180 or something.
Oh, I was going to ask you how much that was.
It's expensive. But I'm like, that is like, because Ethan literally has to stand up and continually dig the entire time we're at the beach. So to him, it would be worth $180 for water to just be
constantly
funneled into it constantly from that little hose thing. I don't know what it's called. I can't remember, but it is really cool. I might invest in one this summer. They sold out last summer, so.
Oh, they did?
They were, like, on back order the whole summer because people loved them. But, anyways, it's a cool toy.
I'm looking forward to. I actually just got a Shibumi, which I thought probably I would never do. But having a baby in the beginning of May, I'm like, you know what? We're going to need this summer. And so it was one of my birthday gifts, and it has, or I'm excited to try it. And I hope that it works because we always struggle with a beach tent.
They are easy to put up and take down. That's the best part about the Shibumi.
Yeah. And they honestly need shade. If I'm going to be breastfeeding a baby out there, I need something.
They're great. Like I always say, they're great when it's windy.
Yeah.
And so they're great in the afternoons because it's always windy at the beach in the afternoons.
Yeah.
But in the mornings when it's not quite windy enough, they're not. They don't work that well, in my opinion. I always see them hanging down like a theater curtain.
Mm-hmm.
But still a good investment for sure. You'll use it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so any other things that you feel like are helpful for moms to think about this summer? Like, what if you can't? I mean, one, going to the beach is $6.50 an hour now.
It went up to
six. It's six, but if you pay on the app, it's $6.50 an hour. So today for 2 hours, it was $12.50 for me and Sonny to go to the beach.
Oh, my goodness.
Not to mention, I had to stop and get sausage burritos from McDonald's.
Wait, what?
I had to get sausage burritos from McDonald's. So add that to my $12.50.
Oh,
so it was a $20 beach day for me and Sonny.
Morning.
An activity used to be free. Yeah, but we left at 11:20. Like, we were done at 11:20.
Y'all should go to Topsail. God,
well, there's, you have to pay to park at Topsail, too. Not at the very south end.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's ridiculous. So, yeah, what about, like, just staying home and doing fun things in your yard?
Oh,
what
my word.
Hannah has a
loving
great tip for this.
Loving it. I got a plastic kiddie pool from Walmart and put it on my deck, and our kids think it is the most fun thing. And I put our water table out there, too, with it.
And it's like the old school hard plastic one.
Yep.
That used to be like $5. I will update you because I bought one today and it was $16.98.
But it is so nice because we can just sit out there, especially right now because it's not the middle of summer when it's so hot. But like I had my feet in it yesterday and I'm sitting out there getting some sun and my kids are just going on and off the deck and making a lot of mud puddles and stuff on the yard. But
I was going to say, it's nice to have it on the deck because then it doesn't get all dirty, but then they still get dirty. But depending on your kid's age, like if you have a toddler or like a baby, I'd say put that thing on your deck if you have the space.
Yeah, for sure.
Because then you don't have to even get in the yard. Then it gets grassy. Like, it gets nasty so fast.
And most of the time, they're just standing on the edge of it, like playing with boats and playing with their nets and all that stuff and pretending they're fishing. And it's been a lifesaver for me the last few weeks. I've loved it.
I realize my problem now where mine's on my deck as of today, and now there's no hiding it from Sunny. Like, your door, Hank can't see out onto the deck, but mine, you can see out on the deck, and so Sunny's never going to stay inside
again.
Like,
pull.
Yes. And so, which is fine for the most part, but I'm like, oh gosh, maybe I don't like this in her sight at all times.
Yeah.
But anyways, regardless, it's still fun. And it was like, Matt, like I said, they've gone up a little in price from when we were kids.
But if y'all got yourselves a toddler, y'all just get your little butts right over to the Walmart and get you one, okay? You will love it.
Oh, gosh, they have them in the outside garden area. That's where they were today when I got mine.
Love it. Can't recommend it enough.
Okay, good summer tips. Anything else that you're looking forward to this summer or anything you're excited about? Besides your baby, obviously.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, I'm excited about the baby. No, I'm not. Nothing. Nope.
Not
I'm just
going to
be hanging out. Yeah. Well, that's the one thing, though. When you're pregnant, it's like, okay, she's a big girl. Because she's 9 months pregnant. But then I'm like, 1 month after May 6th, everyone's going to be expecting me in a bathing suit.
As soon as
I'm done recovering, and it's going to be rough. But
everybody knows you just had a baby.
I know, but it's still something that I have to work through.
For sure. No, I get that for sure. Yeah. I do like the idea of that I get to be pregnant all summer. It's kind of nice. And then I'll be done and then have a whole few months to kind of get myself feeling good. Not that it matters
confidence.
What we look like or who's looking at us, but just how we feel is important.
But okay. Anyway, yeah, that's it. I just am excited. I'm excited for summer. I love the summer. I'm excited for the kids to even get out of school. I know a lot of people don't feel that way, but I love it.
No, I am too. I was thinking, even spring break, I was like stressed about it and like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do every day? And then ended up being so fun. And like, yeah. it was fun being with them all day and like being able to do activities and not just in the afternoons.
And
like
a slow morning too. Yeah. I love a slow morning. Me too. Obviously.
That's true. And I feel like it's a big deal for us. This is our last summer before kindergarten. So we've got to figure all that out. I don't want to go there right now, but I just feel like it's like sentimental too. It's like,
definitely.
Before he's jumping into like big kid school, which yes. is crazy.
Oh, I'm looking forward to his graduation too. I'm going to cry. So yeah.
But his little preschool graduation.
Yeah, that'll be cute.
He's so sweet. He really is, like you said earlier, he's just looking more grown up. Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah.
He definitely doesn't look like a baby anymore.
Yeah.
Remind
me of that song. If y'all haven't looked up the Corey Asbury song, these are the days.
I was also, the other day I heard that song. Somebody posted it on their story. I think it was Carrie, the Jordan Davis. Next thing you know. Oh, God, that's a tearjerker, too.
Jeremy's the one who told us about that.
Is he?
Jeremy Roberts.
I'm sure he does not listen. But that is a great song, too. Okay, I should say what I'm loving, too, just to add on, and then we can close out here. But Forrest Frank, I cannot stop listening to every single song. Now he had a new few songs drop on your birthday. And they're good. They're fun. And Sunny, like my kids know the songs now. Sunny's always raising her hands and lift my hands.
Yes.
It's just good and it's fun to listen to. Like today I was we had just had a rough time getting all loaded up in the car. And so I like immediately just put that song on because I knew it was going to like shift my mindset a little bit because it's just fun to listen to and fun to hear them singing too. It's really sweet.
It's very sweet. And then if your toddler also loves to dance, you should look up the Chicken Wing song. That's Hank's favorite right now by Chicky Banana. So good. So fun to listen to.
Oh,
a little boo thing by Paul Russell.
That's a great song too. Okay, maybe we need to create a playlist to share with all. Except now I'm off Instagram. I have to re-download it to post the episode, I guess.
All right. Well, let's do a little fun question real quick before we wrap up.
Okay.
This is a totally random one. Yeah, it's totally random. But I was just trying to think of one before we came on, and I just love this old classic question. It's one of our family's favorite questions because of our broski Austin. But what's your favorite movie?
I feel like I used to have like very clear, solid answer to this, and now I'm like, you go first.
And my favorite movie is Runaway Bride.
I know. It is. Runaway Bride's a great movie. And that I used to be like, well, I have a top five.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say that's still true, but I love Runaway Bride. I love Pretty Woman. I love Julia Roberts, really, because Hook is one of my favorite movies. She's in that. I feel like my answer is the same. I do, and I remember when Jen Pittman was on here.
You like the First Wives Club.
I love the First Wives Club. I love American President.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I love Remember the Titans. I could watch all of those over and over again. American President is so funny because there's a new show out right now, Apples Never Fall. On Peacock.
Everyone keeps mentioning this to me.
So that's the same. The mom in that is the girl from American President.
Annette Bening?
Yes. And I could not, for the life of me, figure out what she was from because she looks so different. Yeah. But I knew her well because of And I texted Austin and I was like, who is this girl? And he was like, and before he could even respond, I was like, American President. It hit me. He was like, yes, your favorite movie. And I was like, I know, I love it. He's like, I still have never seen it. I was like,
He's never seen it?
So anyways, y'all should watch it too. You probably have never seen it. I have it on DVD if anyone wants to borrow it.
That's what I was going to say. Good answer. All right. Well, I don't think I have anything else.
I don't either. Next time we talk to you, Hannah, you will be a mom of three. You already are, but you'll have a baby in your arms.
Yes, I will.
And
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be great. The sweetest thing is that baby girl after two boys. So sweet.
I'm so, like, one thing I'm most excited about is just having, or just the boys holding her for the first time at the hospital. I can't wait. It's going to be so cute.
So you are going to take them to the hospital or bring them to the hospital?
Yeah. I'm not going to bring them because surgery.
You know what I mean. Someone's going to bring them.
Mom's going to bring them. Fletcher came too when Hank was born.
I just never, I didn't really do that. Well, Sonny was in the NICU, so I couldn't. And then Murphy, I was too nervous that he was going to get upset. And so I didn't do it. So I think this time Murphy and Moses would understand. Sunny, though.
Oh, they would love it.
Yeah. I don't know about Sunny.
So, I mean, Hank's going to scream his head off when he has to leave, but the videos and pictures of that are priceless. I don't care. It's the sweetest. I mean, I watched that video. I still watch it. Of Fletcher meeting Hank and wanting to holding him and everything. It's just too sweet for words.
It's so cute. Yeah. I love all the videos of the first time that kids meet, always. They're just so sweet.
It's so sweet. And I was remembered today that when Fletcher was visiting, which I know we need to hang it up, but when he was visiting, they had to prick Hank's heel, uh-huh. and get his blood, and he was crying. Hank was crying, and Fletcher was crying, my brother, or whatever, my baby. He was bawling because he didn't want the baby to get hurt. He had only known him for like 15 minutes. I know.
That was so sweet.
We were like having to comfort him.
That's really cute.
I know. Things you'll never forget.
That's for sure.
Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's end it here.
Okay. Well, we will see y'all, talk to y'all next
on the
season.
Flip side, yes.
Yeah. Season 3. Thanks y'all so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And always sharing and reaching out and letting us know when something means a lot to you. It means a lot to us. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a great summer.